Time to catch up on this tea from the weekend. Follow your girl on Instagram at NY on the Radio. Hit that follow button. Let's begin. So first off, your boy Joel Santana. You know, a couple of days ago, he decided to dip out on security when TSA found a gun in his carry-on bag. Well, according to TMZ, he finally turned himself in today around 1 a.m. He was booked for possession of a controlled dangerous substance and unlawful possession of a weapon. Wait, you don't know who Joel Santana is? Google Dipset. Shouts out to the movie Black Panther and A Wrinkle in Time. Black Panther, by the way, has crossed the $1 billion mark at the movie theaters. A Wrinkle in Time came in this week at number 2, making it the first time in history films with black directors hold the top 2 spots at the box office. Congratulations to Ryan Coogler and Ava DuVernay. In other news, Beyonce and Jay-Z have broke the internet yet once again. Now, last week, Ticketmaster made a mistake and put out the ticket sales for the On the Run 2 tour. And everybody's like, oh, there's going to be a part 2? Then they immediately took it down because Beyonce's like, yo, I didn't tell y'all to put it up yet. Well, she's officially made her announcement through Instagram. Pre-sale officially starts this Wednesday at 9 a.m. And the closest she gets to Birmingham would be August 25th in Atlanta at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. In other news, Cardi B has finally announced the date for her album release, which is going to be in April. Now, I wonder if that's going to be when Nicki Minaj drops hers. Is it going to be before, the same day, or after? That would be super dope if they did it the same day. But that's your New York Minute. It's 95.7 Jams.